This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Indian Army has rejected the reports that claimed that the ceasefire between India and Pakistan ended yesterday. According to the Indian Army, there were no Director General of Military Operation DGMO level talks scheduled between the Indian and Pakistani side on 18th of May. It said, as far as the continuation of a break in hostilities as decided in the DGMO's interaction of 12th of this month is concerned, there is no expiry date to it. The last Director General of Military Operation level talks were held on 12th of May between India and Pakistan. During the talks, issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas. Foreign Secretary Vikram Mishra will brief Parliamentary Standing Committee today on current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. The Foreign Secretary is also expected to brief the Committee on Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. He will also brief the committee about the oral evidence of the representatives of the Ministry of External Affairs and Ministry of Defence aspect relating to maritime security in connection with examination of the subject, evaluation of India's Indian Ocean Strategy. Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO has formed a committee to investigate the incident in which a PSLV rocket failed to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the committee held several rounds of discussions yesterday to identify the cause. ISRO failed to place its Earth Observation Satellite in orbit after Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C-61 rocket developed a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota yesterday. Dr. Narayanan said the rocket is a four-stage vehicle. The first two stages were completed successfully.
Today, we attempted a launch of PSLV C-61 vehicle. The vehicle is a four-stage vehicle. First two stages performed as expected. And during the third stage, it's a solid motor system. We are seeing observation. The motor pressure, there was a fall in the chamber pressure of the motor case. And the mission could not be accomplished. We are studying the entire performance. We shall come back at the earliest.
National Cadet Corps NCC has reached a significant milestone as its expedition team successfully scaled Mount Everest. The team comprised of 10 NCC cadets along with 4 officers, 2 junior commissioned officers, 1 girl cadet instructor and 10 non-commissioned officers. The 10 cadets include 5 boys and 5 girls. The expedition was flagged off by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh from New Delhi on 3rd of April. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. The party has also announced that it will contest the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar alone. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Kerala, Karnataka, Goa and Maharashtra during next 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning is also likely over northeast India, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during next 5 to 6 days. Heatwave conditions are likely over West Rajasthan from today till 22nd of this month. Hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Odisha today. The inaugural edition of the Khelo India Beach Games will kick off today at the pristine Gogula Beach in Diu. More than 1,000 athletes from across the country will compete in 6 medal events and 2 demonstration sports over 6 action-packed days. The medal events will include beach soccer, beach volleyball, beach kabaddi, beach sepak takraw, penkak silat and open water swimming. In football, India lifted the 2025 South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championship in a thrilling finale, edging past Bangladesh 4-3 in a dramatic penalty shootout in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.